Dobré ráno.
So let's ask Mother Mary again to lead this speech, to lead our hearts especially.
Poďme poprosiť spoločne Pannu Máriu, aby ona viedla túto prednášku, aby sa to dotýkalo našich srdc.
Zdravá Maria.
Zdravá Mária, milosti plná, Pán s Tebou, požehnaná si medzi ženami a požehnaný je plod života Tvojho Ježiš. Svätá Mária, Matka Božia, pros za nás hriešnych, teraz i v hodinu smrti našej. Amen.
So, are you fine?
Takže.
How are you? Yeah.
Máte sa dobre?
So yesterday I mentioned a few examples from the Old Testament and it was on purpose.
Včera som spomínal viaceré príklady zo Starého zákona.
Not to jump too quickly into the New Testament to underline that God has always been merciful.
A teraz by sme prešli k Novému zákonu. A spomínali sme aj ten starý hlavne preto, aby sme si pripomenuli, že Boh bol vždy milosrdný.
So that we would see that during the whole revelation there is one same God.
Takže aby sme videli. Aby sme videli, že stále je to ten istý Boh aj v zjavení v Starom zákone a tiež v Novom.
And going through the Old Testament, there is a desire that grows in our heart to touch this God who reveals himself.
A išli sme, prešli sme tým Starým zákonom, aby sme videli v konečnom dôsledku, aby sme sa dnes dostali k Novému, v ktorom toho milosrdného Boha sa môžeme dotýkať.
And there is something new in the New Testament. That's why we call it the New Testament.
A v Novom zákone ale je niečo nové o Bohu a preto tento nový zákon sa aj volá nový.
We can see the face of God.
Môžeme v ňom vidieť Božiu tvár.
Right? We can touch the face of God.
Môžeme sa akoby dotknúť Božej tváre.
And it's our Lord, which you see on the photo.
A je to ten istý Boh.
The Pope, I don't know if you read, but the Pope, the document of the Pope, he starts his document about the Jubilee year of the mercy with the words, Jesus Christ is the face of divine mercy.
Neviem, či o tom viete, či ste to čítali, ale pápež začína jubilejný rok milosrdenstva slovami, Ježiš Kristus je tvárou Božieho milosrdenstva.
You know, the point of the person is that the person has a face.
Viete, každý človek má tvár, to je dôležité si uvedomiť.
And so if you come to a person, he looks at you because he has a face.
Každá osoba má tvár, keď prídete k niekomu, tak sa pozerá na vás, vy na neho, pretože máte tvár a tá osoba má tvár.
So we come to God and it's not just to come to God like that in as an idea. It's coming to a person who's looking at me.
Keď prichádzame k Bohu, nie je to iba nejaká myšlienka, že prichádzam k nejakej myšlienke, ale naozaj si uvedome, že prichádzame k Bohu, ktorý sa na mňa pozerá.
Can you imagine?
Dokážete si to predstaviť?
What does he see when he looks at us?
Čo vidí, keď sa na nás pozrie?
Oh, it's a prayer. It's the point of the prayer. He looks at us.
To je súčasť modlitby. On sa na nás pozerá v modlitbe.
So, like, if the time comes in your prayer when you won't know what to do, just say to the Lord, you're looking at me.
A keď príde vo vašej modlitbe chvíľa, kedy neviete, čo robiť počas tej modlitby, tak iba jednoducho povedzte Bohu, pozeraj sa na mňa.
You really don't have to be afraid. You go ahead, go come to him, you know.
Nemusíte sa báť, choďte k nemu bližšie.
Let him look at you.
Nechajte ho, nech sa na vás pozerá.
does good to us. It does really good.
Je to naozaj dobre pre nás, keď sa na nás pozerá.
So what Jesus does is that he really shows to God's love to the merciful Father.
A čo robí Ježiš, keď prichádza, ukazuje nám lásku milosrdného Otca.
So we see the person of Jesus, we see God's love, God's merciful love.
Keď vidíme osobu Ježiša, vidíme milosrdnú lásku Otca.
Well, do you know that Jesus very often he speaks about God the Father. He doesn't speak very, very much about himself.
Viete, keď hovorí Ježiš o Bohu, tak hovorí o Otcovi, o nebeskom Otcovi. Nehovorí veľa o sebe, ale o Otcovi.
I'm thinking about, for example, the gospel according to St. Luke.
Napríklad, keď si zoberieme v Lukášovom evanjeliu,
which is also mentioned by the Pope in the document,
to sa tiež spomína pápežom v tom spomínanom dokumente.
Right? And the Pope says, well, do you remember Jesus explained different parables? And he especially underlines three of them.
Spomína pápež Ježišove tri podobenstva, ale bolo respektíve teda viacere a tri tak zdôrazňuje.
Here's the three parables.
A toto sú tie tri podobenstva.
He speaks about lost coin, lost sheep and a lost son.
Hovorí o stratenej minci alebo drachme, o stratenej ovci a o stratenom synovi.
I guess you remember them, right?
Myslím, že si to pamätáte.
It's in the 15th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel.
Je to v 15. kapitole Evanjeliu Lukáša.
Pope says, in these parables, God is always presented as full of joy, especially when he pardons.
V týchto troch podobenstvách je Boh vždy predstavovaný ako plný radosti, veľmi radostný, najmä vtedy, keď odpúšťa.
So Jesus comes and says, let me explain you a story. And the point of the story is that we would understand that God is full of joy when he pardons.
Takže Ježiš prichádza a hovorí nám, chcem vám vysvetliť tieto príbehy. A podstatou tých príbehov je to, že nebeský Otec sa nesmierne raduje, keď nám odpúšťa.
So next time you'll do something bad, really bad, you know, and you're going to be in shit, then think of this. Jesus explains the story of a God who is full of joy when he'll be able to pardon your sin.
Takže najvyššie, keď urobíte niečo zlé, niečo fakt totálne blbé, tak si spomente na toto, že Ježiš hovorí, že nebeský Otec sa nesmierne raduje, keď vám môže tie hriechy odpustiť.
And that's a very important thing for our Christian life.
A toto je nesmierne dôležité pre náš kresťanský život.
So here goes the story. There was a woman, she had 10 drams.
A tu je jeden z tých príbehov. Bola žena, ktorá mala 10 drachiem, 10 mincí.
So she had 10 coins, she lost one of them.
Mala 10 a jednu z nich stratila.
So she started looking at it. Cleansed her house.
Tak začala ju hľadať všade po dome.
She looks under the table, under the chair and so on.
Pod stolom, pod stoličkami, všade ju hľadala.
And finally she finds it.
A nakoniec ju našla.
And so she's so happy that she invites the whole village, all her friends, to come to her house to have a party.
A keď ju našla, bola taká šťastná, že pozvala všetkých ľudí, celú dedinu do svojho domu na party, na oslavu.
Can you imagine how much did this party cost her?
Viete si predstaviť, koľko taká oslava musela stať?
You know what I mean? So she lost one coin and then she went to a shopping center to buy food and coke and so on so that she would be able to do a party.
Takže viete, čo myslím? Jednu mincu stratila, teda našla, ale koľko vlastne peňazí dala za to jedlo, ktoré niekde v nákupnom centre musela nakúpiť a kolu a všetko na túto oslavu.
I don't know how much the bill was, like 3 coins, 4 coins, I don't know.
A neviem, koľko to celé stálo, koľko bola tá účtenka, či to bolo 3-krát toľko, alebo 4-krát toľko.
But what Jesus says, it doesn't matter. The woman was so happy that the party is the right thing to do.
Ale Ježiš hovorí, to na tom nezáležalo. Tá žena bola taká šťastná, že proste chcela urobiť tú oslavu.
Like from the point of economy, I guess this was not a good idea, you know? You lose your money, then you finally find it and then you go and spend the money. What did you do good?
Myslím, že z ekonomického hľadiska by to nebolo veľmi rozumné. Stratíte nejaké peniaze, potom ich nájdete a potom miniete vlastne ešte viac peniazy, aby ste to oslavili.
What would her husband say to this?
Čo by povedal jej manžel na to?
Well, I don't know.
Neviem.
But he wouldn't be happy, I guess.
Ale určite by nebol veľmi šťastný, spokojný.
But like the message is, this is not important. It's not important. That's not the money which is important. The important is the joy.
Ale vlastne posolstvo z tohto príbehu je, že toto absolútne nie je dôležité, tá ekonomická stránka v tejto situácii, ale dôležitá je tu tá radosť toho nájdenia.
Well, let not be too spiritual. What is important is the party.
Alebo nebuďme až taký duchovný, povedzme to inak, že to, čo je na tom dôležité, je tá party, tá oslava.
Here's the second story.
A teraz prichádza druhý príbeh.
The guy had 100 sheep. And he lost one, or one was lost, let's say.
Niekto mal 100 oviec a stratil jednu z nich.
So one was lost, he counted them, you know, up to 99, and he said, oh, I made a mistake, once again, 99, what's that? Once again, third time, 99, and then he realizes that one is missing.
Takže si skontroloval, prerátal 99, ešte raz si prerátal 99, no tak jedna mi chýba, kde je, niekde sa zatúvala.
And so what does he do? He leaves all the 99 without any security and goes and is looking for the one lost.
No a čo urobil ten človek v tej situácii? Nechal tých 99 bez akejkoľvek nejakej ochrany alebo stráženia a išiel hľadať tú jednu jedinú.
Well, once again, from the point of economy, it's not the best idea, I would say.
A znova to by sme povedali, ekonomického hľadiska to nie je zrovna najrozumnejšie.
You know, you always lose some things, you know, when doing economy. You win and you lose. Like 1% lose, that's a fair deal.
Pretože v tej ekonomii, z ekonomického hľadiska je to tak, v živote niečo máte, získate, niečo stratíte. 1 zo 100, to je 1%. To je normálne, 1% strata.
But that's not the point.
Ale zase o toto tu vôbec nejde.
The point is that the lost one has to be found.
Dôležité je tu to, že to, čo bolo stratené, sa našlo.
Jesus didn't continue here, but like I hope he didn't continue and then when he comes back home with the lost sheep, he does a barbecue party.
Ježiš síce nepokračoval, ale ja by som pokračoval, že a potom sa vrátil domov a zase urobil oslavu.
A lamb barbecue party.
Že upiekli baránka.
Well, he didn't do that.
Ale asi by to nebol baránok v tomto prípade.
Here's a third story. A third story.
Tretí príbeh.
So there were two sons. One goes back, one goes away.
Boli dvaja synovia, jeden išiel preč, jeden zostal.
With half of possession of his father.
Ten, čo odišiel, zobral si so sebou polovicu majetku svojho otca.
You know the story?
Poznáte ten príbeh?
He comes back.
Potom sa vrátil.
And they do a barbecue party.
A urobili barbecue party, oslavu.
It wasn't a lamb barbecue.
Nebolo to s barankom.
It was a calf barbecue.
Ale bolo to s telaťom, čiže
even
obrovská
better.
Party.
Even better.
Ešte väčšia a lepšia.
So the point, once again, what Jesus is trying to tell us is that God is happy.
Takže čo Ježiš nám tu chce zdôrazniť, čo je zmyslom týchto podobenstiev,
and
že Boh sa raduje z toho nájdenia.
That's a long translation. Translate.
Čo dlhý preklad.
And like, God wants us to enter the party.
Čiže Boh prichádza na tú oslavu.
Because the story about the three parties, well, the two parties and maybe a party, the point of the story is that there is a joy. You got a party.
Čiže naozaj ten zmysel toho je, že je tu tá radosť a tá oslava.
But this is just the image.
Ale toto je len obraz.
Imagine the real life.
Predstavte si skutočný život, reálny.
How better it is to party with God.
O čo lepšie môže byť mať oslavu s Bohom.
Well, here comes my reflection.
Prichádzam k cieľu tej mojej úvahy.
When speaking about merciful Father, it is not only to underline our sins.
Keď hovoríme o milosrdnom Bohu, nie je to preto, aby sme zdôrazňovali hriechy,
but it's also or it's especially to party.
Ale je to hlavne o tej oslave.
You know, not to be just on one side too much.
Proste nezostávať príliš len na tej jednej strane.
So you, there might be some of you who are lost.
Môžu byť medzi vami nejakí, ktorí sú stratení.
Who feel that, you know, I have too many sins to come close to the Lord.
Možno sa cítite, že mám príliš veľa hriechov, aby som prišiel k Bohu.
Or you might think I was so close to him. I was so good at my spiritual life and now I lost it.
Alebo si možno myslíte, bol som taký dobrý v mojom duchovnom živote, bol som tak blízko pri Bohu a teraz už som ďaleko.
No worries. Jesus will find you.
Nebojte sa, Ježiš vás nájde.
And there's a party coming.
A urobí oslavu.
You have to go through a certain process, that's true.
Určite budete musieť prejsť cez nejaké kríže.
But no worries, stay cool, the party will come.
Ale nebojte sa, príde aj tá oslava.
But if you're not in a great sin.
Ale ak nie ste v nejakých veľkých hriechoch.
You know, if you have a nice relationship with Jesus, you don't need to go to a huge confession.
Ak máte pekný vzťah s Ježišom a nepotrebujete ísť na nejakú veľkú spoveď,
well, then don't forget to party.
A ani v tom prípade nezabudnite na oslavu.
Because if not, you're not going to live the merciful Father.
Lebo ak nie, tak nestretnete toho milosrdného Otca.
So don't miss that.
Takže
don't miss that.
Nezabudnite na to, nepríďte o to.
Here's a reminder of a pope, of the pope.
Tu je to, čo nám hovorí pápež.
This jubilee is offered to us so that we could experience a soft touch of God's forgiveness, presence and closeness.
Tento svätý rok sa nám ponúka, aby sme v našich životoch zakusovali príjemný a lahodný dotyk Božieho odpustenia, jeho prítomnosti pri nás a jeho blízkosti.
So that we could experience a soft touch.
Aby sme mohli zažiť ten lahodný dotyk Boží.
Pope said this after the opening of the jubilee year because they were asking him, oh, why do we need this, you know, another year, another one, so we're going to have to work again.
Pápež toto povedal preto, lebo sa ho pýtali rôzne otázky.
And he said, no, you don't need to work, you don't need to do anything. You just need to enter into this soft touch of God.
Povedali im, jednoducho iba musíte vstúpiť do tohto a zažiť tento lahodný dotyk Boží.
That's why we have this jubilee year.
Preto máme svätý rok Božieho milosrdenstva.
Well, I would like to share with you two moments when I really experienced the soft touch of God.
Chcel by som sa s vami podeliť o dve chvíle z môjho života, kedy som zažil tento nežný Boží dotyk.
We might react differently. My reaction was I was crying.
Môžeme v takýchto situáciách rôzne reagovať. Moja reakcia bola taká, že som plakal.
The first time was when I was a student, I was 22.
Prvýkrát to bolo, keď som bol študent.
And the second time I was 22, yeah.
Mal som 22 rokov.
And the second time when I was a seminarian.
A druhýkrát to bolo, keď som bol seminarista.
So I was like 5 years older.
Čiže asi 5 rokov potom.
I come from a Catholic family.
Pochádzam z katolíckej rodiny.
Oh, here's my story, yes. So I was raised Catholic and I never lost my relationship with Jesus.
Bol som vychovaný ako katolík a nikdy som nestratil môj vzťah s Ježišom.
Now, since my first communion, I have consciously lived this very personal link with him.
Od môjho prvého svätého príjmania som naozaj veľmi osobne a hlboko prežíval vzťah s ním.
But nonetheless, the moment had to come to do a big, huge confession of my life.
Ale prišla chvíľa v mojom živote, keď som si šiel urobiť celoživotnú spoveď.
And it was because I had to decide what do I really want in my life.
A bolo to v tej chvíli, keď som sa musel rozhodnúť, čo naozaj chcem vo svojom živote.
You know, I realized it's not enough just to go to church, just to do what my parents do. It wasn't enough to do what my parents do.
Pre mňa nebolo dosť to, aby som proste bol v cirkvi preto, alebo robil to len preto, že to robia moji rodičia.
So I had to come me personally in front of the Lord and decide this is what I want.
Musel som ja osobne prísť pred Boha a ja osobne sám za seba sa rozhodnúť.
Let me explain.
Idem to vysvetliť.
When I was 12, I had a very close and extremely warm experience with Jesus.
Keď som bol malý, keď som mal 12 rokov, som mal taký veľmi živý a konkrétny zážitok s Ježišom.
It was Jesus came into my heart. It was very warm. It was very nice. And I knew I will be a priest.
Cítil som veľmi tak silno a živo Ježišovu prítomnosť v mojom srdci a spoznal som to, že ja chcem byť a budem kňazom.
It was full of emotions and it was a very important milestone in my life.
A bolo to naozaj plné takých emócií a bolo to niečo veľmi silné, veľmi taký veľký moment dôležitý.
And at the same time I became a member of a theater group in my town where I was raised.
A vtedy som sa stal aj členom divadelnej nejakej skupiny v mojom meste, kde som býval.
And I was a member of that group for 11 years.
Bol som členom tohto divadla 11 rokov potom.
So during these 11 years I had a fight. I had a fight between this extreme warm experience with Jesus and all my friends at the theater group who didn't really know Jesus.
A počas týchto nasledujúcich 11 rokov som mal v sebe taký boj medzi Ježišom a týmito mojimi priateľmi, ktorí ani nepoznali Ježiša.
So after school my life was between the church and the theater, you know.
A tak vlastne po škole po tých 11 rokoch môj život bol taký ako keby rozdelený medzi teda cirkvou a divadlom.
I had kind of two possibilities, you know, which one to choose, and I wasn't really sure about that.
A mal som dve možnosti, z ktorých si vybrať, a nebol som si istý, ktorú.
You know, this memory of Jesus touch was very nice and I quite liked it.
Tá spomienka na ten Ježišov dotyk 12 rokov bola krásna, veľmi sa mi to páčilo.
But on the other hand, I liked my friends in the theater. We had a lot of fun there.
Ale na druhej strane s priateľmi v divadle sme mali veľa srandy, bolo to super.
So I thought, why leaving this theater place if I have such a good time there?
Tak som rozmýšľal, prečo by som mal opustiť to divadlo, keď mi tam bolo tak super.
Because like if I say no to the theater, will I lose everything that is cool in my life?
Keď poviem nie tomu divadlu, tak stratím všetko, čo je také super v mojom živote.
So I didn't want to say no to a theater group.
Takže nechcel som povedať nie tejto skupine divadelnej.
For 11 years.
Počas 11 rokov.
And so the moment came.
A tak prišla chvíľa.
When I thought that is enough. I have to decide.
Keď som sa naozaj musel rozhodnúť.
It was in August 2002. I was 22, as I said before.
Bolo to v roku 2002 a mal som 22 rokov.
I was studying in the city.
Študoval som v tomto meste.
It's Ljubljana, it's the capital of Slovenia.
V Ljubljane, v hlavnom meste Slovenska.
Well, I was there in the city and I thought, you know, I'm a student here, I really have to decide because in 2 years I'm going to finish my studies and I have to decide what do I do with my life.
Robil som teda tie moje štúdia a mal som pred sebou ešte nejaké 2 roky a musel som sa naozaj rozhodnúť, že čo budem robiť vo svojom živote, čo ďalej.
And so one day I entered the church, which is this one.
A tak som vošiel v jeden deň do kostola, do tohto, ktorý vidíte.
It's in the center of the city.
Je to v strede mesta.
I went in, there was a priest doing a confession.
A vošiel som tam, bol tam kňaz, ktorý spovedal.
He was available and so I entered the confessional.
Bol vlastne disponibilný pre spoveď a tak som išiel.
And basically what I did during that confession was that I gave all my life, all my struggles in the past 11 and more years.
A čo som v podstate urobil v tej spovedi? Odovzdal som tam všetky moje problémy, všetky moje boje počas tých posledných 11 rokov.
So I had a very cool experience during this that confession and it was the absolution. In the moment of absolution, I felt the warmth of the Lord forgiving me.
A zažil som naozaj úžasnú chvíľu v tejto spovedi. Bol to moment rozrešenia, keď naozaj Boh mi, som cítil tú Božiu lásku a odpustenie.
My sins were gone.
Moje hriechy boli preč.
That was so cool.
Takže to bolo super.
I went out of the confessional.
A vyšiel som vo spovede.
Sat in a bank.
Som sa posadil na lavicu.
And I cried like a child.
A plakal som ako dieťa.
My first thought was, God is so nice, he's forgiving me.
Moja prvá myšlenka bola, Boh je úžasný, on mi všetko odpustil.
But then I realized something more.
Ale potom som si uvedomil niečo viac.
It's not just about forgiving my sins. That wasn't the most important. The most important thing was this.
Nebolo to len o tom, že Boh mi odpustil, to nebolo na tomto najúžasnejšie.
I could understand at that very moment what God's plan for me was.
To najúžasnejšie bolo, že som mohol pochopiť, aké boli Božie plány pre mňa.
How he imagined me.
Ako ma Boh videl.
He imagined me free, full of joy and peace.
Ako ma Boh videl, akého ma chcel mať, radosného, teda plného radosti a pokoja.
And I was sitting there full of joy, in tears, but full of joy and peace.
A tak som tam sedel, síce v slzách, ale plný radosti a pokoja.
And I thought, is this what it means to be the child of God?
A som si hovoril, toto znamená byť Božím dieťaťom?
I thought, this is super.
To je super.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Prečo mi to nepovedal niekto skôr?
This means to be baptized.
Toto znamená byť pokrsteným.
And I said, I wanna do it.
A povedal som, toto chcem.
And I wanna live it.
A chcem to žiť.
So I did. I decided to make a decision.
A tak som sa rozhodol urobiť teda rozhodnutie.
And I said, Lord, you are my decision. I'm going to live with you in the church. That's so cool.
A tak som si povedal, ty si moje rozhodnutie, Bože, chcem žiť s tebou v cirkvi.
And the second time I cried, well, the second most important time I cried during the confession.
A druhý dôležitý krát, keď som mal takú podobnú spoveď.
Was when I was a seminarian.
Keď som bol seminarista.
More or less in the middle of my studies, so like let's say third year.
Niekde v strede mojich štúdií.
You know, I made a decision for the Lord. I was praying every day. I went to mass every day.
Mal som pekný vzťah s Pánom, každý deň som sa modlil.
I had a spiritual father. I had a companionship, you know, I kind of worked on my spiritual life.
Mal som duchovného sprievodcu, naozaj som pracoval na svojom duchovnom živote.
I was a high quality Christian. High quality. I was a high quality person.
Bol som naozaj taký človek na úrovni, kvalitná osoba.
But at the same time, what I didn't realize at once was that I was making my own life.
Ale uvedomil som si v tej chvíli, že zároveň popri tom všetkým, kom som si ja vytváral plány pre svoj život.
I thought I was so pious, but in reality I was making up my own plans.
Myslel som si, že som taký, naozaj taký Boží, ale v skutočnosti som si vytváral svoju realitu, svoje plány.
So physically I could adore, I was in front of the Lord, or I could be at mass. But mentally or spiritually I was dreaming my life.
Takže fyzicky alebo tak navonok som bol pred Bohom, bol som na svätej omši, ale vnútorne som v podstate sníval o svojom budúcom živote.
And so when I finally realized that,
a keď som si to nakoniec uvedomil,
I was shocked because I thought this is not what a disciple of the Lord should do.
A bol som šokovaný, pretože toto nebolo to, čo Boh chcel pre mňa.
It's not about my private and private and separate world.
To nie je o tom, že aké ja si svoje vysnívam vnútorne svoj život osobný.
Kind of I turned my face from the Lord.
Tak som sa obrátil k Pánovi.
And so I needed to confess.
A išiel som na spoveď.
So finally I went there. I went there to confession.
Že išiel som na tú spoveď.
And once more I experienced what it means a loving father.
A znova som raz zažil, čo znamená milujúci a odpúšťajúci otec.
So what I understood is that it's not good for me to have my separate and very intimate world.
A znova som pochopil, že nie je to dobre mať môj nejaký vlastný taký
separate, like taký, very private and
taký
separate life.
Izolovaný život ako right. keby to, čo som si sám vytvoril v sebe.
But it's good for me to be turned to the Father.
Ale je dobre pre mňa znova sa obrátiť na Otca.
And that was so touching for me.
A bol to pre mňa zážitok, ktorý ma veľmi zasiahol.
I came back to the Father.
Vrátil som sa späť k Otcovi.
I came back because I was lost.
Vrátil som sa, pretože v podstate som bol stratený.
I was in the church, but I was lost.
Bol som v cirkvi, ale bol som v podstate stratený.
And I partied.
A tak som potom oslavoval.
I really did.
Naozaj som to oslavil.
So let's go on. I would like to open another question.
Teraz by som chcel trošku otvoriť inú tému.
And the question of justice.
Je to otázka spravodlivosti.
Right. Many times when I speak to people speaking about the merciful God, they might mention, okay, yeah, but like you only speak about the mercy and so on. How about justice?
Častokrát, keď sa aj s ľuďmi rozprávam o milosrdenstve, tak oni hovoria, dobre, milosrdenstvo, ale čo spravodlivosť?
Well, I would like to mention especially this. It is dangerous for a Christian to apply human rules to God.
Chcel by som tu zdôrazniť toto. Je nebezpečné pre kresťana aplikovať také ľudské pravidlá na Božie správanie.
God says about him, I am merciful and I am just.
Boh hovorí sám o sebe, som milosrdný a spravodlivý.
But it's not our human mercy and it's not our human justice.
Ale Božie milosrdenstvo nie je to naše a Božia spravodlivosť nie je naša spravodlivosť.
So our behavior is not God's behavior.
A naše správanie nie je Božie správanie.
Right. To give you an example, when I was 7, another example.
Som vám dať taký iný príklad z môjho života, keď som mal 7 rokov.
I was very active child. Very good at school.
Bol som veľmi také aktívne dieťa, veľmi dobrý v škole.
I was kind of a bad boy sometimes.
Niekedy som bol taký trošku zlý.
We had nice ideas.
Ale mali sme také dobré myšlienky, nápady s kamarátmi.
So, when I was 7, we had an idea.
Keď som mal 7 rokov, tak sme dostali taký nápad.
During our lunch break,
cez obednejšiu prestávku,
we were probably three, four friends, and we said,
traja alebo štyria spolu.
Let's climb the school window.
Že poďme preliesť cez okno.
So we ate really fast.
Takže sme išli.
And then we went to climb the school window.
Išli sme teda preliezať cez to okno na triede.
And of course there was a teacher who saw us.
A samozrejme nás musela zbadať učiteľka jedna.
And she went mad, of course.
A samozrejme bola úplne rozúrená.
She went mad. We had a nice idea and she was like angry about that.
No, proste my sme mali super nápad a jej sa to nepáčilo, bola naštvaná na to.
And I thought if you had not sneaked around, you would have never seen us. The teacher.
Ja som si tak myslel, že veď nemala si sa tu potulovať a nebola by si nás videla.
So okay, I did something which was against the law, let's say, or against the rules of the school.
Hej, pripúšťal som, že urobil som niečo, čo bolo proti pravidlám.
You know, the kids don't climb the windows.
Normálne by sa nemalo loziť cez okno.
But at the same time, I thought, if I was just being creative, why do you need to punish me?
Ale zároveň som si myslel, že boli sme takí tvoriví, bol to dobrý nápad, že prečo nás chceli za to trestať?
So what is dangerous in our life, Christian life, or let's say spiritual life?
Takže to, čo je nebezpečné v našom kresťanskom živote, v našom duchovnom živote,
is to have to think that God is like a teacher. God is like a teacher.
Je to, že by sme si mysleli, že Boh je ako táto učiteľka napríklad.
If I'm doing in school, if I'm doing well in school, he's nice to me.
Keď robím všetko ako sama, tak je ku mne milý.
And if I'm doing something which is against the rules, then he's not very nice to me.
Ale keď urobím niečo, čo je proti pravidlám, tak už nie je ku mne dobrý.
Let me tell you, this is false, okay?
A toto nie je pravda, to
this
je klamstvo.
Dobre,
toto si zapamätajte.
God is not, like a teacher.
Boh nie je ako učiteľka.
Teachers, I'm sorry, you can be just person, you know, you can act like this to the children, but God acts differently.
Že učitelia, akože pardon, sorry, ako môžete byť dobre správne osoby a musíte sa nejak správať k tým deťom, ale Boh nie je takýto, Boh je iný.
To go back to justice.
Takže aby sme sa vrátili k tej spravodlivosti.
So God's justice is not a human justice.
Božia spravodlivosť nie je ľudská spravodlivosť.
So it's not to say in our human sense, you know, sometimes you have to be merciful and sometimes you have to be just.
A nie je to v tom našom ľudskom ponímaní, že niekedy musíme byť milosrdní, niekedy musíme byť spravodliví.
Well, God is both at the same time always. God is merciful and just together.
Pretože Boh je stále a vždy oboje naraz, aj milosrdný, aj spravodlivý.
You know, he's not merciful during the mercy night when we kneel before him, then we say he's merciful.
A nie je to tak, že by bol milosrdný iba napríklad počas večeru milosrdenstva, keď tu kláčime pred ním a stále si to opakujeme, je milosrdný.
And then when you go to the catechesis, the priest tells us, well, he's just, you have to watch out, you know, this is the first rule, that's the second rule, that is the third rule, and so on, he's just.
A potom, že by sme išli na nejakú prednášku, kde bude zase kňaz hovoriť, a Boh je spravodlivý, toto je prvé pravidlo, druhé, tretie.
What kind of spirituality is that?
Aká by to bola duchovnosť, spiritualita?
This is nothing. This is stupid.
To je hlúposť.
He's always merciful and he's always just.
Je vždy milosrdný a zároveň aj spravodlivý.
Huh? But it is important to understand what is God's justice.
Ale je dôležité pochopiť, teda, že aká je tá Božia spravodlivosť.
Do you remember the baptism of Jesus?
Pamätáte sa na Ježišov krst?
I take this example because it's a very important example to understand God's justice.
Chcem povedať tento príklad, lebo je to dôležitý príklad, aby sme pochopili správne tú spravodlivosť.
So especially read the gospel according to St. Matthew.
A hlavne teda, čo sa týka Evanjelia svätého
Mateja. Matthew.
Matúša.
Yes. Matúša. So Jesus comes to the Jordan River.
Ježiš prichádza k rieke Jordán.
John sees him.
Jan ho vidí.
Yeah. And he thinks, well, this is wrong.
A ten si myslí, a toto nie je správne.
Because John sees Jesus and he knows he's the son of God.
Pretože Jan keď vidí Ježiša, vie, že je Boží syn.
And what I do is I baptize. I put into the water those who acknowledge their sins.
A to, čo ja robím, ja krstím tých, ktorí si uvedomujú, že sú hriešnici, ktorí poznajú svoje hriechy.
The son of God cannot come to me saying I have these sins, I want to be better.
A Boží syn nemôže ku mne prísť a povedať, mám tieto hriechy, ja chcem byť lepší.
John says, listen, Jesus, I cannot, that's not a good thing. We're not going to do this.
A preto hovorí Jan Ježišovi, počúvaj, Ježiš, toto nie je správne, toto nemôžeme urobiť.
And what Jesus answered to this?
A čo Ježiš na to odpovedá?
Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all the righteousness or justice. That's the same thing.
Hovorí, len to nechaj, lebo sa patrí, aby sme splnili všetko, čo je spravodlivé.
Yeah. So it's a very important place. What is then righteousness? What is justice in the eyes of Jesus?
Čo z toho vyplýva, čo je spravodlivosť v Ježišových očiach?
Well, if we have in mind the rules, the laws, we're never going to understand the baptism of Jesus.
Ak budeme mať na mysli stále iba nejaké pravidlá a zákon, tak nikdy nepochopíme Ježišov krst.
We have to look at Jesus' heart, God's heart, to understand what brought him to the place of baptism.
A musíme sa pozrieť do Ježišovho srdca, aby sme pochopili, čo ho priviedlo k tomuto krstu.
You see, I spoke about compassionate love yesterday.
A včera som hovoril o tej súcitnej láske.
And that is the very place in the gospel which speaks about the compassionate love of God for us.
A toto je práve to miesto, ktoré hovorí o súcitnej láske Boha k nám.
Why?
Prečo?
Because the people who were standing to be baptized were the people who said, I have sinned. Please wash me, wash my soul.
Pretože tí ľudia, ktorí tam stáli v ráde, v podstate vyjadrovali tým, že zhrešil som, prosím, očisť ma od hriechov, zmy moje hriechy.
And God says, very good, you do, what you do is very good.
A Boh hovorí, áno, to je správne, to je dobre, to, čo robíš,
je dobre. But what's his reaction to this? What's his reaction, God's reaction?
A čo je jeho reakcia na toto?
He's not a just God who would say, well, yeah, the sin, okay, this can pass. Well, yeah, that was too much. Once again, you have to wait again and so on. It's not his reaction.
Jeho reakcia nie je taká, tá spravodlivosť v zmysle, že tak dobre, ty ešte môžeš, toto prejde, to, čo si ty urobil, no toto už je moc, ale chodiaš tam niekde dozadu, nakoniec.
His reaction is, I will wait with you.
Jeho reakcia je, ja budem čakať s tebou.
I will be with you.
Budem s tebou.
Where?
Kde?
In the sin.
V hriechu.
You are waiting because of the sin. I will wait with you.
Čakáš tu v rade kvôli hriechom. Ja budem s tebou v hriechu.
Jesus wants to be where our sin is.
Ježiš chce byť tam, kde je náš hriech.
This is justice of God.
Toto je Božia spravodlivosť.
What does it mean? God is just?
Čo to znamená? Boh je spravodlivý?
It means that God enters into our very shit.
To znamená, že Boh vstupuje priamo do toho najhoršieho v nás.
Because he doesn't want us to see how we suffer because of our sin.
Sorry?
Because he doesn't want to see us suffering because of the sin.
Pretože Boh nás nechce nechať trpieť kvôli našim hriechom.
He does what is necessary so that we would exit our state of sin.
Robí to, čo je nevyhnutné, aby sme sa dostali z tých našich hriechov.
It is to say, it is proper to fulfill all the righteousness. That's how we understand the word. This word.
Toto je pre...
It is proper.
Čiže urobme to, to, čo je spravodlivé. To, čo povedal vlastne Jánovi ešte predtým. Len to nechaj, lebo sa patrí, aby sme splnili všetko, čo je spravodlivé.
God does everything necessary so that I would be free.
Boh robí všetko nevyhnutné preto, aby som bol slobodný.
Jesus doesn't need to be there in the Jordan River waiting for the baptism.
Ježiš nepotreboval byť tam v rieke Jordán.
But he wants it.
Ale chcel to.
Because this is the justice in the eyes of the Lord.
Pretože toto bola tá spravodlivosť v Božích očiach.
It is not just that we suffer from sin.
nie je spravodlivé podľa Boha, aby sme trpeli kvôli
hriechom. This is injustice.
Toto je nespravodlivosť.
If you climb the window, who cares?
Keď prelezieš cez okno, koho to zaujíma, kto sa o to stará?
I mean, I was seven, I was climbing the window, so what?
Proste prelez sme cez okno a tak čo?
But the problem was that I was suffering in my heart, and that's not just.
Ale problém bol to, že som trpel vo svojom vnútri, vo svojom srdci, a to nie je spravodlivé.
And what is so how do we live our baptism?
Takže ako prežívame náš krst?
It's a guarantee that we have that God does not want us to see suffering.
Náš krst je zárukou toho, že Boh nás nechce vidieť trpieť.
So we can every time we can come there and say I'm baptized, I'm your child. You don't want to see me suffer.
Takže každý raz znova a znova môžete prísť k Bohu a povedať mu, veď Bože, pozri sa na mňa, som pokrstený, nemôžeš ma vidieť a nechať trpieť.
That's our guarantee.
To je
the baptism.
To je naša záruka, opora, náš krst.
And if you don't party yet? If you don't party yet?
Ak ešte neoslavujete?
As the woman?
Ako tá žena?
Or as the lost son?
Alebo ten stratený syn?
Then run to the Lord because he wants you to party.
Tak utekajte k Bohu, lebo on chce s vami oslavovať.
That's the point of our baptism.
Toto je význam nášho krstu.
And that's the point of merciful father.
A toto je tiež hlavný úmysel nášho milosrdného otca.
So this is, do you see the picture?
Okay. Vidíte ten obrazok?
Okay, let's do it like this. This is the Jordan River.
Toto je
in Israel.
Rieka Jordán v Izraeli.
I was going there last year.
Bol som tam minulý rok.
It was my second time in Israel.
Bol som druhýkrát v Izraeli vtedy.
And the first time I didn't want to go in the Jordan River.
A prvýkrát som nechcel ísť do tej rieky Jordán.
And the second time I thought, oh my God, I have to go there.
A druhýkrát, keď som tam bol, som si povedal, ale musím tam ísť.
So we went to see the place where Jesus was baptized, is more or less this place.
Išli sme na to miesto, kde bol Ježiš pokrstený.
And I thought, let me experience what Jesus has experienced.
A tak som túžil, že nech zažijem to, čo zažil Ježiš.
I wanted to feel the water.
Chcel som cítiť tú vodu.
So I put down my pants. My trousers.
Down?
No. Yeah, put down my... Yeah. I had no pants.
Som sa vyzliekol z nohavíc.
So there was no many people around.
Nebolo tam veľa ľudí.
But like, and I had my shirt, my everything, so I just went into the water.
A mal som košelu oblečenú.
And I really immersed in the water.
Do tej vody, do tej rieky a som sa celý ponoril do rieky.
Because I wanted to experience what Jesus experienced. I think it was important. In that time, it was important for me.
Chcel som tak úplne osobne, fyzicky zažiť to, čo Ježiš zažil.
By the way, this place that you see on the photo,
mimochodom, toto miesto, ktoré vidíte na tej fotke,
it's a depression. Geographically speaking, it's a depression. It's under the sea level.
Je to pod
depresia.
Pod úrovňou mora v podstate. Yeah, geograficky right. Sa ten bod
so
nachádza
you have the
pod
sea level,
úrovňou mora.
You have the sea level.
Tak
right?
Asi je more.
And then come mountains.
Potom sú hory, kopce.
Jerusalem on the mountain.
Jeruzalém je na kopcoch.
And then you have to go down.
A potom schádzate, zostupujete dole.
And you come under the sea level. It's below the sea.
A prídete v podstate ako keby do takej nadmorskej výšky, ktorá je pod morským dnom.
Right. And it's the Jordan Valley.
A toto je údolie Jordánu.
And the Jordan Valley is the deepest, it's the deepest point on the surface of the planet.
A je to najnižšie položený bod na Zemi.
So you cannot go deeper than that.
Nedá sa už nižšie ísť.
Except entering the cave, but that doesn't count. So on the surface of the earth, that's the deepest point.
okrem nejakých jaskýň, ale čo sa týka na povrchu zeme, tak je to najnižší bod.
This is geography.
Toto je geograficky povedané, ale
there's a spiritual message.
Je tu aj určité duchovné posolstvo.
This is where Jesus was.
Toto je bod, miesto, kde bol Ježiš.
He went to the deepest point of a human experience.
Zostúpil do najhlbšej hĺbky ľudskej existencie alebo ľudského zážitku.
He always goes to the deepest point of our human experience.
A môžeme povedať, že on vždy takto zostupuje do najväčšej hĺbky.
That's God's justice.
Toto je tá Božia spravodlivosť.
It's not just so that God sees the deepest point of human experience and wouldn't enter it. It's not just.
Spravodlivé nie je to, že Boh vidí tie naše najväčšie hĺbky a nezostupí do nich. To nie je spravodlivé.
But if you want to receive the baptism in Jordan River, you have to step even deeper.
Ak chcete prijať krst v rieke Jordán, musíte zostúpiť ešte hlbšie.
So it's 1 meter deeper in the water, as you can see.
Ešte hlbšie a do tej vody.
And this is what Jesus did.
A toto urobil Ježiš.
See the spiritual message?
Vidíte ten duchovný odkaz?
It's very nice.
Je to krásne.
It's very nice. Here's an example, probably the first one.
Je tu jeden príklad.
About righteousness or justice. Righteousness or justice.
Čo sa týka teda tej spravodlivosti.
Can you read that?
Abraham uveril Bohu a to sa mu počítalo za spravodlivosť.
Right. In the eyes of God, justice is to believe.
V Božích očiach je spravodlivosť to, že veríme.
What is just? So that we believe in God.
Čo je spravodlivé? To, že veríme Bohu.
So that we believe in his plan for us.
To, že veríme jeho plánu pre náš život.
So that we believe that his will is that our life would be a party in our heart, of course.
Spravodlivé je to, že veríme, že že jeho plán pre nás je to, aby sme sa radovali a oslavovali.
God's justice is especially to find a heart that would have so much trust in the Father that he would be capable of leading it.
Takže tá Božia spravodlivosť je to, keď Boh nájde srdce, ktoré by malo k nemu takú dôveru, že sa nechá ním úplne viesť.
Just like Abraham. Abraham.
Ako Abraham.
That's the first example.
To je prvý príklad.
He had fights in his life.
Mal veľa bojov vo svojom živote.
He was, you know, he went through all the possible emotions. Emotions, feelings.
Prešiel vo svojom živote všetkými možnými takými citovými stavmi a situáciami.
But he believed.
Ale veril.
And that was the just thing.
A to bolo to spravodlivé.
That was the just thing.
To bolo spravodlivé.
Well, today I'm not being very, let's say, academic.
Nebol som možno tej prednáške veľmi taký oficiálny alebo.
But it's on purpose. It's on purpose.
Ale bol to môj úmysel.
It's just to underline what is really the most important thing just in, you know, in a few words.
Bolo to preto, aby som naozaj takými v podstate pár slovami zdôraznil to, čo je najdôležitejšie.
So to make a how do you call that? I don't remember the word. So in one word. To say in one word?
Takže aby sme to zhrnuli v podstate pár slovami.
Let us not distinguish mercy and justice too fast.
Nesnažme sa príliš rýchlo oddeliť teda spravodlivosť a milosrdenstvo.
And let us not think that God's justice is our human justice.
A takisto si dajme pozor na to, aby sme si nemysleli, že Božia spravodlivosť je naša ľudská spravodlivosť.
You know, to say, yeah, God's merciful, but he's watching you.
Povedať si, že áno, toto je milosrdné, ale Boh sa pozerá.
You can think that, but it's not in the Bible.
Môžete si to myslieť nejak takto, ale nie je to v Biblii.
It's not the message.
To nie je to posolstvo.
This is the message.
Toto je to posolstvo.
The message is, Jesus, in Jesus' eyes, justice is our faith.
Posolstvo z Biblie, a teda v Ježišových očiach spravodlivosť je naša viera.
The real just people are the ones who turn the sinners who turn to the Father.
Skutočne spravodliví sú tí to ľudia hriešnici, ktorí sa obrátia k Otcovi.
The true justification is forgiveness to the humble.
Skutočné ospravedlnenie je odpustenie pokornému človeku.
And that is what our Christian life is all about.
A o tomto je celý náš kresťanský život.
And now probably just for fun, I'm going to skip the yes. I'm going to skip a slide or two. Oh, come on. Yes.
Tak teraz len tak možno pre takú zábavu, strandu.
Let me just share with you one last thought.
By som chcel sa s vami podeliť o poslednú vec.
I think that speaking about the merciful Father, it is very important to know that there are, let's say, two parts.
Keď hovoríme o milosrdnom Otcovi, je dôležité si uvedomiť, že to má také dve časti.
One part is the forgiveness.
Jedna časť je odpustenie.
The sin and so on.
Hriechy a tak ďalej.
But the second part is the party.
Ale druhá časť je tá oslava.
But what goes with the party is our creativeness.
Ale to, čo povedie k tej oslave, je aj taká naša tvorivosť.
The goal of our Christian life is not to go to confession.
Cieľom nášho kresťanského života nie je ísť na spoveď.
The goal of our Christian life is to develop our childhood, which is in us. Childhood. Uh-huh. Being a child.
Cieľom nášho kresťanského života je rozvíjať to také Božie detinstvo, ktoré nás, že sme Božie deti.
The entrance is our baptism.
Tak vstupné dvere sú náš krst.
The path is the sacraments and the prayer.
Chodníkom, cestou sú sviatosti a modlitba.
But the goal, what we aim to,
ale cieľom, to, k čomu sme určení,
is that we would develop our childhood.
Je to, aby sme rozvíjali v nás to Božie detinstvo.
Right, to be creative.
A aby sme boli tvoriví.
And I think it is very important. So one thing that we have to know is how will we enter the Lord in the places of our sin, of death.
Otázka je, že ako urobíme to, že necháme Pána vstúpiť do tých miest našho hriechu, našej smrti.
And the other thing, the second thing is how will we develop what God placed in our hearts and in our beings?
A druhá vec je, ako rozvinieme to, čo Boh vložil do našej bytosti, do nášho srdca.
God said to the first man, be creative.
Boh povedal prvému človeku, buď tvorivý.
Be blessed, multiply, be creative.
Buď taký požehnaný a rozmnožuj to, čo ti dávam.
So every one of us, how do you recognize your sin and how do you live your creativeness?
Takže každý jeden z nás, ako spoznáš svoj hriech a ako budeš rozvíjať tú svoju tvorivosť a tej dary?
Where is the place of your party?
Kde je miesto tvojej oslavy?
This is just for fun, basically. This is how I live my party, let's say. This is how I live the joy with the Father.
Takto nejak to ja prežívam. To je len taká ako srandička.
I'm a parish priest in a little parish.
Ja som vlastne farárom vo farnosti.
And then I go around a little bit. I do other things as well. I have other missions.
A robím aj iné veci, aj nejaké také misie.
Just like this one.
Ako napríklad táto.
But then I very regularly I take time.
Ale veľmi pravidelne si dám čas na to.
It's in the Bible anyway. No. The Sabbath day, the day of the rest.
Je to v podstate tiež aj v Biblii, že teda nájsť čas na oddych 7. deň v nedeľu.
So I take a day off and I go to the mountains.
A proste tak ja si zoberiem vlastne voľno na jeden deň a idem na hory.
So I have a few very recent photos. Recent photos. There are some written photos,
nejaké,
pictures.
Nejaké nedávne fotky?
Fotky. This was, as you might, I don't know what weather you had in autumn, but in Slovenia, the weather in October, November and December was 100% sunny.
Nie,
all the time.
Ako máte tu počasie, ale v Slovensku v septembri, oktobri, novembri bolo úplne nádherne slnečno.
So I really, really, like, I went to the mountains a lot.
Takže som chodil veľa na hory.
Look at that. This is one example. This
pozrite
is
sa na toto,
na tú
fotku, to je jeden z príkladov.
You go there, you're alone, and you see the majesty of the nature of our world.
Idete tam, ste sami a vidíte tú nádheru nášho sveta.
Down in the valley, there's time. Up on the hill, there is no time.
Tam za kopcami v doline, kde nejaké mesto beží čas, ale na hore na horách sa čas akoby zastavil.
You can grasp the heaven.
Môžete sa dotknúť neba.
You can feel the Father.
Môžete cítiť Otca.
Beautiful.
Je to nádherné.
Another example.
Iný príklad.
Look at that color.
Ďalšia fotka. Pozrite na tie farby.
Green.
Yes.
Green.
Zelená.
Yeah, exactly. That's so beautiful.
Nádherné.
Like my soul goes back home here.
Moja duša tu ako keby sa vrátila späť domov.
When I'm there, I dream of home.
Keď som tam, tak som späť doma.
This is so beautiful.
Je to nádherné.
Don't forget to party.
Nezabudnite oslavovať.
Third example.
Ďalší príklad.
Isn't that beautiful?
Nie je to krásne?
Oh my God.
Oh Bože, je to nádherné.
This is the Alps, basically.
To je v Alpách.
And then two last examples.
A dve posledné fotky.
Very recent.
Nedávne.
We have a lot of problems with the snow this year.
Mali sme veľa problémov so snehom tento rok.
But when the snow falls.
Keď napadne sneh.
Then the life starts.
Vtedy začína život.
Because you can go skiing, you know, I go skiing.
Lebo chodím sa lyžovať.
And this is how it looks like now.
A takto nejak to vyzerá teraz.
Oh my God, this is so beautiful with the sun.
Je to nádherné.
This is like heaven.
To je ako nebo.
You got a party.
To je tá oslava.
You see the Alps in the snow, under the snow.
Vidíte, to sú Alpy pod snehom.
And then the last one.
A posledná.
This is the climbing one. Look at that. I'm taking the photo, but I'm going uphill. So I reached the peak. Mm-hmm. And then I skied. It is the skiing place.
Je to vlastne aj miesto na lyžovanie a bol som teda až tam hore.
This is so beautiful.
Je to nádherné.
Do you know what a feeling it is to ski from a mountain like that? It's like entering into the heaven.
Viete si predstaviť, čo to je, viete, aký je to pocit sa zlyžovať tento kopec, toto ako v nebi.
So my message is this. Find your own way to celebrate.
Takže môj odkaz je, nájdite si svoju vlastnú cestu, ako oslavovať.
Find your own way to be in touch with the Father.
Nájdete si svoju vlastnú cestu, ako sa vás Boh bude môcť dotknúť.
Because he wants you to celebrate.
Pretože Boh chce, aby ste oslavovali.
He wants you to scream of joy.
Chce, aby ste kričali radosťou.
ice cream of joy when I'm skiing down, believe me.
Ja keď idem do na tých lyžach, tak tedy kričím od radosti.
But find your own way.
Nájdite si svoju cestu.
What is your what is the place of your creative of being creative?
Aké je to vaše miesto alebo ten váš priestor na tú vašu tvorivosť?
Because God the Father wants you to be creative.
Pretože Boh Otec chce, aby ste boli tvoriví.
He wants you to celebrate.
Chce, aby ste naozaj oslavovali.
Thank you very much.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne.